Well, today I'm going to be joined by Craig Burnham, Vice President of Product Marketing at Cisco's Collaboration Business Unit, joined Cisco Live, where together we unpack the breakthroughs that are transforming how businesses serve customers and empower employees. And Craig walks me through the real-world impact of tools like the WebEx AI Agent and Cisco AI Assistant, and sheds a little light on why customer experience is often the proving ground for AI's practical power. And he also shares how these innovations tackle routine queries instantly, while freeing human agents to solve more intricate challenges, a balance that keeps customers satisfied and agents motivated. But I want to learn more about ROI of this technology, how it can drive better outcomes in contact centres and hybrid workspaces, and how these innovations tackle routine tasks, boost agent productivity, deliver quicker resolutions, all while fitting seamlessly into diverse IT environments. And with Craig's insider perspective, I also want to learn more about how Cisco is balancing AI adoption with security and governance, keeping trust at the forefront. So, how are these advancements setting a new benchmark for what we all expect from seamless, intelligent collaboration? Well, for that, you're going to have to join me on the show floor at Cisco Live to find out more. So, a massive warm welcome to the show. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Craig Burnham. I am the Vice President of Product Marketing at Cisco for our collaboration business unit.
And Cisco is spotlighting so many major innovations at Cisco Live this year, especially around AI-powered customer experiences. So what are some of the standout developments that you're most excited about this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the customer experience side, right? So, and just so that people know too, we've got a collaboration portfolio that covers employee experience and customer experience both, right? So we're going to talk about both of those today. But when it comes to AI and customer experience is where we're really seeing a lot of the adoption on AI and a lot of the traction kind of sooner rather than later, right? Everything else is like, there's been a lot of promise and a lot of hype out there. But when it comes to customer experience, AI has really kind of been leading the way. And just to give people some context and examples, when you're reaching out to a contact center, you're talking to chatbots online, or you're talking to a virtual agent when you call in, that's what we're starting with. And that's what a lot of these companies are starting with when it comes to customer experience. And so the AI that we're kind of helping to push forward and that you're seeing in the industry is being used quite heavily in the CX space so far. So I'm really excited about a lot of those announcements, like the WebEx AI agent that we've announced and the WebEx AI assistant. Both of those are really kind of helping to make these customer experiences better, more autonomous. And it's doing two things. It is helping customers get the answers that they want faster without having to wait, which is what everybody wants, right? But it's also helping agents, when they do get those customer calls, is helping them get solutions for their customers faster too. And it's helping them do it in a way that they're not getting burnt out. And there's a lot less turnover in the contact center. So really, when it comes to CX and AI, it's a great marriage. That technology is working really, really well together. We're seeing a lot of adoption. Our customers are seeing some great results from that so far. So that's what we're most excited about.
And you mentioned WebEx AI Agent and Cisco AI Assistant there, generating a lot of attention, a lot of buzz on the show floor. I'm hearing a lot of conversations around it. But to drill down on that a little bit, can you tell me a little bit more about features like real-time transcription, suggested responses, pre-built templates, how all these things are collectively helping to reshape how customers interact with brands? Because there's an old saying, isn't it? The last best experience we have anywhere becomes the standard expectation for what we want to see everywhere. And the more we get familiar with these tools as customers, we are going to expect it everywhere we go, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and we've talked about that for many years too. We know customer expectations are on the rise. Everybody expects shipping to be, if it's longer than 2 days, people are upset, right? And if they have to wait on hold and if they can't get their answers, they're upset about that as well. So customer expectations are on the rise. But again, the good news is a lot of the technology that we're helping develop at WebEx is meeting those expectations and often kind of exceeding those expectations. So I'll start with the AI agent first, because you kind of threw out a couple of things and we'll go into both of them. But the agent, the WebEx AI agent, is is really allows customers to call in and have an autonomous voice agent. It's also, it works over text too, but voice is what most people want. And it allows people to ask questions. And it's, again, it's autonomous. It's intelligent. It's pulling from the actual company's database of information along with whatever models that they're using to help customers get the right answer. And again, it feels like they're just having a back and forth conversation with an agent. But again, think about the scale that you get. There's, you can spin up as many of these as you want, as fast as you want. And there is no hold time. So as soon as you call in, you can get one of these agents on the phone right away and answer a very, very large quantity of questions that you might have, right? And they're becoming more and more intelligent. So we're packing a lot more intelligence in there in terms of kind of the previous voice agents that you might be used to. They can give more complex answers. They can solve more complex problems. And they're not only just giving you information now, we're setting these up so that they can actually take action. So for example, if you've lost your credit card or you need to rebook a flight, it's not just getting to the point where it can tell you information about it. It can actually then go back in and do it, right? And so that's really shortening the amount of time that you go from calling in and giving your request to an agent, et cetera. So you have that hold time that we're cutting out, and we're cutting out the additional time that it takes to make the request and actually solve the problem. And so that's where it actually becomes really, really interesting when it comes to AI in the contact center space. And so that's the agent, and that's what we're doing there. And listen, Cisco's really good at doing voice. So when it comes to this, the key is kind of nailing that kind of more human-like interaction there. And the more human-like interaction that we can create, and the better answers that we can help give, the happier customers are going to be with the experience, right? So it's not great if they call in and they get a really robotic sounding agent, or there's a big delay, or that they would probably rather talk to an agent person. But we're really kind of pushing the boundaries of the technology and making it so that feels really, really lifelike, right? But listen, we know no matter what, and we'll get to the assistant here, that there's just times where you need to talk to a person. You want to talk to somebody when there's certain scenarios that you don't want to maybe automate for some reason. You don't want something going out without a human being involved. That's where we bring in the AI assistant, right? So the AI assistant can do things like, if it's been having a conversation, if the customer has been having a conversation with the agent for a couple minutes, it's been transcribing and recording that conversation so that when the agent does get that call, it can look and get a quick summary, an automated AI generated summary of what exactly they were talking about, right? So there's no need to then, when you get transferred over to the agent, to repeat yourself over and over and over again, right? So our assistant's doing things. It's also, the assistant can go through your database, and as the customer is speaking and talking, it can be suggesting responses. It can be suggesting answers to their questions. So it's kind of really this perfect scenario where you've got agents and human agents and virtual agents working together to kind of create this amazing experience. And it's giving them like these extra tools and all this extra information to help solve customer problems. So we're really excited about that. Again, this is really huge. And there's a lot of turnover in the industry when it comes to human agents, right? And people, it's a stressful job. They get a lot of angry phone calls. And the more that we can do to kind of give those agents the right tools and help them use AI in the right way, we think the better it's going to be for the industry, and you're going to have happier agents that stay longer, and then ultimately happier customers, right?
And I think it's important to hammer home that point. We're not talking about replacing human agents here. And we've all had those negative experiences where we haven't got a generic question such as, where's my stuff, or I'm locked out of my account. You've got quite a bespoke question and you've got a robotic voice. You're getting more and more frustrated. Having that human in the loop is a phrase I hear a lot. It's so important, isn't it? And it's just better prioritizing those calls that are coming in, making sure that the complex queries get dealt with quicker.
Absolutely. And that's a big message for us too. And I think there's always this fear. It's not just in the contact center that people worry about AI kind of replacing people. And we know, it's just, our view is that it's replacing the mundane tasks. And it's these types of tasks, like these repetitive over and over requests that people don't want to do anyways. That's what's getting them burnt out. That's what's making it stressful, right? They want to handle the more complex problems, the kind of harder to solve problems, the more interesting things to work on, right? And I think that ultimately is going to be a benefit in the long run for companies, for customers, and for agents. It's a win-win for everybody.
And the Cisco AI assistant, what excites you about that one as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I mentioned. So the AI assistant is what is in the background actually doing the transcription and suggesting the responses and even helping them craft responses for customers, right? So when you've got a customer response, just think about kind of like this. It's like autocomplete on steroids here, right? So they're talking about this and it'll suggest a response based on the conversation. And you kind of, again, human in the loop, they can check the answer and then hit send, right? Or they can edit the answer. The other thing that it does a great job of is wrap up at the end. So one of the things that we know is really kind of cumbersome for agents is after a 30-minute or an hour-long phone call, however long it may have been, they have to go in and put in all the notes about what happened and what the customer wanted and what they did, et cetera, et cetera. AI assistant can actually go auto-generate a summary for them, and it's an auto-wrap-up summary. So it'll give them bullet points of everything that happened and then the action items afterwards, right? So that's what the AI assistant does. And again, this is an interesting use case for us at Cisco because we don't just do contact center, right? We do the employee experience with WebEx meetings and the WebEx app. So we have tested this out as we're doing meeting summaries and meeting notes and action items. We've been testing this out with millions of users over the past several years, and we're just now bringing that over to the contact center. So we know that solution is quite robust and it's quite accurate, right? So it's a great kind of platform story for us to show how we can bring technology from one space into the other place and apply it.
And if we also look at IT infrastructure in every enterprise, it's almost come a full circle moment because everyone went out to the cloud, got rid of all their on-prem data centers. Now they're coming back to the data centers, especially with AI wanting to work or people wanting AI to work in-house. So there's a lot of big changes there. So how are you at Cisco helping organizations deploy AI tools across so many different variants now from on-premise, hybrid and cloud environments while also maintaining resilience and security that's required for mission critical operations? It's quite complex, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, everyone, a lot of customers have been on the cloud journey for many years now, and it's certainly nothing new. But what a kind of trend that we've seen in just kind of the geopolitical environment that's going on, like not just in the US, but globally, right? There has been this kind of, it's not a reversion back to on-prem, but it's been maybe a hesitation or a slowdown in the move to cloud, right? And we just know that our customers, certain customers, right, if they have more regulatory issues, depending on what country that they may be in, they have certain reasons that they may not be comfortable going to the cloud, right? And they want to stay on-prem, but they also at the same time, they don't want to miss out on some of this new technology that's coming into the marketplace. And that's something that's kind of unique about Cisco. If you think about us, we kind of pioneered calling and IP telephony and contact center on-prem, right? That was Cisco 20 years ago, right? And that was, we were kind of some of the biggest vendors. We were one of the biggest vendors in calling and contact center on the on-prem space, right? So we have a lot of customers out there that are still on-prem, and we are very uniquely positioned to be able to not only kind of help them stay up to date with their on-prem infrastructure and keep that investment going, but we're bringing all of our cloud innovation, our cloud technology, like the AI agent and the AI assistant and AI for meetings and for calling. We're actually now developing solutions, and we announced it this week, where you can actually bring all that AI innovation to on-prem. So it will work for our on-prem customers, right? So they can keep their investment on-prem for a while if that's where they want to stay. And then, but again, they can start getting the benefit of some of this latest AI technology that you and I have just been talking about. They can get that now without having to kind of wait to make this big move to the cloud if they can't for some reason do that. And that's a trend we have seen a lot that has been coming up a lot. The questions about data privacy and kind of having control over their data, et cetera, et cetera. And we're very much working with our customers to come up with unique solutions and find ways to kind of meet their needs on-prem or a mix of cloud and hybrid or a transition over a certain amount of time to transition to the cloud when they're ready to do that. So yeah, it's a very interesting kind of time to be discussing a lot of this. But again, we very much listen to our customers when it comes to this. And we've come up with some unique solutions. And honestly, I don't think there's anybody else in the market that can do it, right? There's a lot of cloud-only vendors out there. And there's a lot of on-prem vendors that didn't make it to the cloud, right? So we're in a very unique position where we've actually got kind of best-in-class solutions for both. And we know how to kind of help manage this transition for a lot of those customers.
And I also wanted to bring up Control Hub because it seems to be evolving into a central platform for unified manageability. So how are you seeing things like AI dashboards, role-based controls? How are you seeing all these things transforming IT operations in practice?
Yeah. So for people that aren't familiar, Control Hub is kind of what it says it is. It's like our one-stop shop for management, right? So everything, you know, for collaboration can be managed in one place for us, whether it's your meetings, messaging, contact center devices, all of that is managed in Control Hub. And that's a big advantage for us as well. A lot of our competitors have like a different dashboard for every single one of these things. But what you mentioned for AI in particular, I think one of the biggest pain points that we hear from our customers is saying, hey, look, I have to have an AI strategy. I'm buying into some of these things, but I need to be able to show adoption. I need to show ROI on this, right? I need to show like how it's going, right? I need to be able to tell the story. So we're baking all of these kind of AI management capabilities and these AI dashboards into Control Hub so that now you've got the ability to see, to actually customize the AI that you're using. So to customize the way the models that you're using for the AI assistant or the AI agent, you can then see what kind of adoption you're getting when you roll that out and track your metrics and see how many people are using it, et cetera, across all of these. And it helps you kind of keep track of and generate reports that show probably your leadership team, right? If you're in IT, you know, how exactly this is going, what return on investment you're getting, and you can kind of really stay up to speed by managing all this in one place. And again, it's not a separate dashboard. It's not a separate AI dashboard. It's all built into Control Hub. And again, this is what our customers, again, our customers are really, a lot of the times the IT people that are in there doing this themselves, and the feedback is that they just love having all this in one place, right? And the ability to just go check all this out in one spot.
I'm glad you mentioned a return on investment there. There seems to be a real focus this year. I think for the first couple of years, there was everyone chasing the AI hype, the bandwagon, et cetera. But I think now there is that, as AI matures, there's a stronger focus on that ROI, isn't there? And quite rightly so.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know, listen, we understand we're at Cisco Live here, we're talking to our customers day in and day out, and we're doing a lot of beta testing with our customers. So when we roll out an AI feature, you can know that it's been beta tested by a lot of our customers, right? And we get feedback from them on that. So everything that we do, whether it's the AI assistant or the AI agent or AI in our devices or in the suite, we have beta tested this with all of our customers, and we actually get results from them and find out if they're seeing a return on investment before we even launch these things. And if not, we're in there optimizing and making sure that we're making changes so that they are seeing that return on investment, because we know that a lot of these AI initiatives, they won't last long if in a couple of years or actually in a much shorter period of time than that, you know, that they're not seeing a return on their investment, right? They're going to kind of pull out and go do something else. So I think that's where most of our customers are today. I think that's where the whole industry is right now, is like, hey, look, these tools are out there. They're being sold, but are they being adopted, and what kind of return on investment are we seeing? And I think for us, again, in the contact center, that's very measurable for us. We're able to see actual numbers. We have several customers already today that have rolled out the agent, for example. And we know exactly like what percentage of calls are answered by the agent and like how much they're able to reduce their call volume to their human agents in the changeover. So they've got actual metrics on calls that have been handled without being passed over, first call resolution, average time on hold, all that kind of stuff. The metrics are actually quite impressive. And so we can see stats on all those, especially in the contact center. And we know it in the collaboration space. We've got it for our meetings and messaging as well, and in our devices. We know that, for example, the customers using the AI assistant in the suite for meetings, they save an average of 5 hours every week using our AI assistant, because it auto generates summaries and notes and action items for them in all the meetings that they're in. So we're able to really prove out with these kind of early technologies, we're able to prove out a really pretty good ROI on investing in AI with WebEx and Cisco.
And I'm glad you mentioned meetings. I think it was in one of the keynotes yesterday, G2 was talking about cinematic meetings, why we get so fatigued sitting in those meetings, which we've all been in. And Cisco's Room Vision PTZ camera, that introduces AI-driven framing and tracking capabilities. So I'm curious, how are you seeing that technology advancing that goal of seamless, inclusive hybrid collaboration? Because it's very, very rarely that we have everybody in an office at the same time. The people are scattered around all the time. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And listen, Cisco has been operating this way for decades, right? So we've been operating in this kind of hybrid environment. I personally, I've worked out of my home office for the last 9 years. So this kind of hybrid environment is nothing new to us, right? And we actually have been kind of on the forefront of pioneering this way of doing hybrid meetings, right? And a big part of that was our devices. They're number one devices in the market in terms of collaboration. So for people that aren't familiar, it's all the devices, the video devices, the microphones, the cameras that go in every conference room or a huddle space or at home, right? So I've got my Desk Pro at home that I use, which is a Cisco device. We've been kind of at the forefront of this for a long time, right? It wasn't even over the past couple of years, but it was before that. But we've seen, obviously, post-COVID and the return to office, we've seen just massive adoption of our devices and the way that this happens. And most of our customers have, as they've gone back to the office, they're going back maybe a couple times a week, but they have had to go through and completely transform their offices. And a lot of times they come to us and just say, hey, what do we do? Right. And a lot of our answer for this is to kind of bring in our Cisco devices and our WebEx suite. And just with that one solution, they can go in and completely transform the way that they do meetings, right? And so what you saw from G2 on stage was the new PTZ camera. And again, we're kind of taking the next step with all of our solutions as we're kind of bringing more AI into all of them. But you've got the video devices that may sit in the front of the room with the screen. We've got AI powered microphones in the room that literally set themselves up and auto tune and auto kind of provision themselves to the room and the space for the best audio possible. And now we have these PTZ cameras that kind of sit on the sides or in the corners of the room. If you can imagine, they also auto provision and they work together with the camera in the front to find the best view of whoever is speaking at the right time. And it works with the microphone from an audio perspective and a video perspective to find that person and calculate the best view. So if you think of having a camera in the front and somebody speaking and you're seeing the side of their face, if you were on a virtual meeting, it will switch over to the PTZ camera and get a good shot of their face as they're talking. Then somebody else speaks and it may switch views there. And G2's example of how exhausting it is to sit on a meeting for an hour and just look at the same screen, you get that nice kind of movement, almost cinematic, like a movie where it's changing views back and forth as people are speaking. And as kind of being on the receiving end of that feed, it's an amazing experience, right? So I can be in my home office like I have for the past 9 years and have a really nice and engaging meeting, feel like I'm actually there. So that's kind of the power of Cisco and our devices and our suite and all the AI technology that's coming together to kind of create these really, really cool experiences.
Now, forget enterprises. I'd be interested in a video podcast set up with something like that. And of course, if you've been working from home for 9 years, have you perfected your backdrop? Do you have a digital backdrop or have you got something much cooler there?
I've got a mix of both. So I have a physical backdrop there, but I use a background blur actually that keeps it really nice so that in case I do get some visitors, which I do get often, they're not kind of front and center and it's a little bit out of focus, but that's another kind of AI capability that we've got, the background blur. Or you can use like actual backgrounds. A lot of people use that as well. And again, that's something we've had for many years, but it's quite popular. People are still using it to this day, like myself included.
Love it. Then, how do you see Cisco's AI-powered collaboration and CX tools all collectively working together to deliver this almost utopia of a consistent, personalized, and efficient experience across multiple channels? How do you see all that evolving and what excites you about that?
Yeah. So I think when it comes to your questions on CX and how does all this come together, I think for us, we're very much pitching the platform, right? So when it comes to kind of one feature at a time, look, we'll come out with a feature and somebody else will come out with a feature in a couple of months, right? And so when we talk about kind of random features that we have versus somebody else, I mean, at some point things are happening so fast. We really aren't spending a lot of time kind of talking about this feature or that feature, but kind of how you're talking about bringing this all together. You know, what our perspective is that when it comes to the employee experience and the customer experience and the platform that sits underneath, we are driving a ton of innovation across the entire platform and providing that experience for our end user, which is IT and their customers, which is their employees and their customers. We're providing that amazing holistic experience that they just can't get anywhere else. And so even if, again, somebody else has one feature over there or another feature over here, we're able to kind of move much quicker across everything, across employee experience and customer experience because of our platform approach. And I kind of mentioned that before, that like we'll develop something over on the meeting side, like the AI assistant transcription and meeting notes and action items. And then we'll just quickly deploy that over in the contact center, right? I'll give you another example of us doing that. We've actually taken our AI agent on the contact center side, and for our WebEx calling customers, a lot of our WebEx calling customers have like these kind of basic routing needs and these basic virtual assistant needs for when people call in. We just launched the AI receptionist for calling, and it's basically the same thing as the AI agent, but it's for calling, and it's in a calling use case that allows people to call in, and it'll ask people where they want to be directed to, what kind of questions they have, and it can direct their call automatically by just talking to it. And it's a very kind of, it's like a receptionist is very, it sounds just like a person when you call in, and it'll direct your call to whoever you're trying to call into. So that's kind of how we view all of this coming together. And again, we mentioned Control Hub, all managed in one spot, right? And so there's just one place to go to roll this out to your whole organization. And we find that when customers kind of buy into the whole platform approach, that's when kind of the magic happens and they see the best return on investment. And so that's kind of how we bring all these things together cohesively.
And as AI adoption inevitably grows, what kind of guidance would you offer to IT leaders that are challenged with navigating the balance between innovation, customization, and governance? Because it is an incredibly tricky balance. The days of IT being seen as blockers is disappearing. They need to be business enablers now, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I've got two suggestions, right? And this is kind of what we have learned working with our customers recently. One is, you know, think about your vendor, right? One thing that we kind of pride ourselves on is that Cisco itself is a security company. And what we know from our customers is the number one thing that's actually holding them back from deploying AI is not their inability to do it. It's the actual just general fear of what's going to happen when I put this out into the public. What's going to happen to the data? Can somebody, like, is this going to be used the right way? Is it going to go rogue, et cetera? So there's a lot of concern about the security and privacy side of things, right? And so Cisco as a vendor, we have a responsible AI framework that's we're very public about. And we're kind of at the forefront of not just the AI technology, but the kind of the security and privacy side of things as well. So a lot of our customers we're seeing kind of, they've scouted out maybe some smaller startups or other areas, but a lot of times they'll land with Cisco just because of that piece, right? Because they don't want to take a risk and roll the dice this early in things with another smaller vendor. So that's one thing. So pick your vendor carefully, whatever area it is, make sure they've got a good responsible AI framework and kind of some good standards on that side of things. And then two is start small, right? So we do a proof of concept. I mentioned we do a lot of beta testing with our customers. I think I'd highly advise against just rolling this out to the public very quickly. I think the more you do kind of these controlled proof of concept tests internally, for example, is where a lot of our customers are testing it out. Prove it out internally, kind of work out any issues you might have there. And then when you see success there, then go roll it out afterwards to the rest of the organization or to wherever else it is. And we find there's a lot more success that way by kind of doing it in small chunks and having that proof of concept first, as they're a lot more successful there.
And one of the great things about Cisco Live, I think, is the amount of the new ideas that you're seeing on the showcase over there on the show floor, the people that you get to speak with, the keynotes. And if you take all of those experiences that you've had this week, when you're looking ahead to the next phase of AI in the workplace and in customer interactions, are there any developments or use cases that excite you or you're going to be thinking about on that plane ride home?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it is, I think one of the big things that we've seen this week and that we've been talking about internally as well is really kind of this transition to agentic. So if you look at what G2 was talking about on main stage, he was showing it was a more of a networking use case, but it was agentic operations and the AI canvas that we have that really, I mean, is this kind of like amazing technology that's bringing all this together. That's a dashboard that automatically kind of generates graphs and charts and intelligently on the back end uses agents to go solve problems and take action, right? And I think that ability for AI not to just be a great way to like just get information or help you write taglines or whatever else you do with ChatGPT, but the ability to not just get information from it, but the ability to go take action and this kind of living in a world of agents and agents speaking to other agents, that's when I think things actually get really cool. And I think G2 always talks about, we kind of overestimate the short-term impact of things like AI, but we underestimate the long-term impact. And I think when things start going into agentic, I think that's where in a couple of years we may say, wow, like we didn't really realize how big of a difference it was going to make. Like it sounded, it was interesting when we were getting cool taglines from ChatGPT or whatever it is. But now when you start having things and like being completely automated and what AI can really do in the next couple of years, I think it's going to be very exciting. And I think Cisco is kind of at the forefront of making a lot of that happen. And I really hope, you know, that that customers kind of buy into what Cisco's doing, because I think that we're really kind of pushing the boundaries there with agentic. And I think we're going to be a big part of not just on the networking and collaboration side of things, but really we're going to help enable our customers to go do some really cool things. Right. So I'm excited to see what our customers will do in this new age when we kind of help them get there and give them the tools that they need to do that.
And we've covered a lot of ground today. There's been a lot of big announcements. For anybody listening that wants to go check those out, I know they can get the keynotes from Cisco Live this week. But anywhere in particular you'd like to point everyone listening?
Yeah, absolutely. So go watch G2's keynote. We have a ton of resources online at webex.com. We post the What's New page. So everything that we launch from a collaboration perspective is online and on our What's New page, and they can get tons of resources from there. But also I'd encourage, we're gonna deep dive into all this. So in September, we're actually coming back to San Diego. We're going to be right here in September, at the end of September, doing WebEx One, which is our collaboration focused event for customer experience and employee experience. So all the stuff we just talked about today, we're going to deep dive at WebEx One in San Diego. So registration's open for that. So if they want more information after that and they want to come do workshops or training or whatever it is, G2's going to be back talking to us, and we'll have some really cool special guests. So I'd say sign up for WebEx One or tune into WebEx One. We'll stream a lot of that online as well. And we'd love to see them there.
Well, I'll post links to everything, make it easy for people to find out more information. And there's been that many big announcements today, it can be difficult keeping up to speed with the pace of it, as the pace of technology now and technological change. But just thank you for helping make sense of it all today and drilling down for everyone listening.
This has been great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
I think hearing Craig's insights today really highlights that successful AI doesn't replace people. It elevates their work. And it does so by removing those repetitive, mundane tasks and empowering smarter, faster decisions. And Cisco's approach, I think, shows how blending robust security, flexible deployment, and intuitive design can collectively make cutting-edge tools truly usable and at scale. From cinematic meetings to agentic operations, I think the next stage of AI will push past automation and enable systems that act on our behalf. And it's a future where the tech quietly works in the background, so teams can focus on what matters most to them. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, as always. Tech blog writer at Outlook.com, LinkedIn X, just at Neil C. Hughes. But that's it for today. Time for me to find another guest here at Cisco Live. But thank you for listening, as always, and I'll speak with you all again very soon.